like my mother does. Guess that makes sense. She taught me how to smile when things get rough. I've got a spirit, and she's always got my back. When I look at her, I think I wanna be just like that. When I love,
welcome back. Little Mother's Day song. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. This is Ray I, Peanut, coming from the Midwest Outdoor Studios, back in the bunker. Missed my boys, the Vogler Vogler and the Matty G. Great to be back home. Did a lot of traveling, a lot of turkey hunting. We'll be talking a little bit about the turkey season, Missouri turkey season. My goodness, the messages from you all, I can't even keep up. I still got messages from 16th of April I got to try to answer, respond to. I've done worked on about 300 of them, Vogler Vogler. What's wrong with the turkeys? Nothing, they're turkeys. The season was off as far as being behind with the turkeys. And for the first time in my life, of all the 50-plus years I've turkey hunted in Missouri, never missed a season. It's the first time I've seen the open woods like that and the red buds and the dogwoods at the same time in late April. And on May, the first weekend in May in turkey season, the gobblers, where I was hunting, were still in groups. Hadn't really dispersed and broke up. A few of the big bad boys had was still trying to chase some hens around, but most of the gobblers were all together in groups. What, Vogler Vogler?
Doesn't turkey season usually end on Mother's Day? So it started a week early and ended a week early.
No, they changed that a few years ago. Mother's Day is always when I went to Massachusetts, to Mother's Day camp. And the kill was down, but, you know, the conservation department did tell everybody. They put it in their press releases when you can get them. They're really tough to get stuff from them anymore. Do you hear me, MDC? So the turkey season was off. Weather was bad, and we had some bad hatches, a lot of bad hatches. But then with this open woods and you turkey hunters going out there and trying to do the traditional small window of opportunity, hen to gobbler calling like a hen to call a gobbler, wasn't time for that. It's getting there now. You're trying to hen call to gobblers that had no interest in the hen at that time because they were still sorting out the pecking order among their group. That's why there was 8 or 10 of them in a bunch together. And you'd hear them all gobble in the morning, even if they were dispersed a little bit, and then you'd hear them all gobble, you'd hear them get together, then they'd shut up and go away. And that's what was going on. So what did you experience, Ryan? Jump in here with this.
Pretty much the same thing. It was pretty tough. I killed one, but man, it was just...
The open woods. I went back and looked at the footage crazy. Now. You know, you forget. Uh-huh. I went back and looked at the footage from when we was at Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Mike, it was like hunting in January.
You could see a mile.
You could see a mile. Especially his burnt over areas. I got a great picture of Joe Hollinshad sitting down. He looks like he was in Hiroshima or something, you know, where the woods burn as wide open as far as you can see.
It did.
It's like, he says, sit here. He'll be here in about an hour. I said, why?
Yeah.
Why would he come over here?
Yeah, no kidding. Everything's dead. Yeah, I mean, it was tough.
It was a tough season on a lot of turkey hunters. But if you stuck with it and worked harder, you couldn't move around in the woods like you used to. But then it that last weekend, it started greening up a little better, and mm-hmm. the birds got a little better, and things worked. But Franklin County, where top harvest was Franklin, Texas, and the Cleed, Hal didn't make it this year. And with the youth season, there was 34,055 birds taken. And so, you know, April 7th and 8th, bringing the overall total 2018 spring harvest to 35,784. That's counting the kids. So it was down a lot, down 17%. So yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I thought it would be. But, you know, during the season, Ryan, what was killing me, I couldn't get any information from the MDC. What's going on with the turkeys? What's the harvest numbers? Nothing. I didn't get it till after the season.
They didn't publish anything till after, yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But he said, our biologist, great guy, Jason Isabel, he indicated the drop in harvest was not unexpected given poor production in recent years. We've had very poor production the last 2 years. Fewer two-year-old gobblers, and that's what all these turkey hunters are used to, these two-year-old gobblers mm-hmm. that come running to the call.
Loudmouth.
Yeah, those guys. Because back in the day, back in the late 60s and 70s, the gobblers we killed were big, long, inch-and-a-half spurs. Now anybody kills an inch-and-a-half spur, everybody comes and looks at it because everybody shoots two-year-olds. And I think it's kind of like the deer, you know? Maybe we should quit shooting so many two-year-olds.
Let them pass up.
Yeah. Got him on my trail cam.
I saw that.
I named him old Crooked, too.
I saw two things this year that I never thought I'd see or on Instagram was hunters naming turkeys now.
Right.
They name them.
Yeah.
Apparently you can tell them apart. That and passing up on two-year-old Tom so they can shoot a more mature Tom.
Never heard of that.
I give up.
Well, I'll give you a good example in the prime, you know, when I started turkey hunting, it was the restoration program, and the mm-hmm. turkeys were expanding. So numbers, oh, the golden days of the 70s and 80s, oh, my goodness, unbelievable. It's not that way anymore. In 2003, there was 58,421 turkeys killed. The permits sold was 130,000 permits. So that's a big difference from today. And the most ever killed was in 2004, 60,744. So we killed 34,000 this year. So that's a 124,000 permits. In 2018, counting the youth season, put your hand down, Vogel Vogger, 35,787 and only 97,000 permits. So we're losing some hunter numbers as well.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we talked about that while we was out there hunting. Yeah. You go to town, you couldn't tell it was turkey season.
You really could.
In the old days, all the restaurants, all the gas stations had people in
it. All turkey hunters.
You see turkey hunters everywhere. Went down to the Signal in Mountain View, Missouri on a weekend for turkey season. We were the only turkey hunters in there.
That's crazy.
Restaurant was the same way. We went down to the different places that we'd stop, the restaurants in town, drive you. Very seldom see anybody. And I hunted public ground. Pat Leonard hunted Johnson Mountain, Mark Twain National Forest. He was the only camp. And we only saw two turkey hunters in a week. And they were driving through.
Really?
Yeah. We went into Ron's restaurant. And by the way, Ron, thank you for the homemade bread, man. It made great French toast. And my girl Sarah down there. And Ron's, we come in, get a big breakfast. We was going to talk to the other turkey hunters, see what they were doing. I was going to do an interview with them. We were the only ones in there.
That's right.
We was the only ones in there.
See, that's sad.
Yeah. So what have you been doing before we go to break? What have you been up to?
Right now, just working on some articles for Mahoney Outdoors, Game and Fish, doing the waterfowl forecast. That's due probably middle of the month, and then helping plan the Conservation Federation Missouri
awesome
Explore the Outdoors Kansas City
event. You're part of that. Good. That's a good deal. Yeah, we need to talk more about that on another show. That's some good stuff.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy the turkey camp at Devil's Backbone Outfitters?
It was so much fun.
Media camp was a great time, wasn't it?
Oh man, it was amazing.
Well, we wanted some young blood. We needed some young guys in there, and I never did get to take you mushroom hunting. I really regret that.
Next time, I think we'll have to do that. Maybe this fall.
Oh, I love fall mushrooms. And going with you would be even more special.
I don't even know what I don't know what I'm getting into, but I'll probably go.
You need to ask a couple of the young editors from years gone by. They can fill you in pretty quick.
Oh, boy. But yeah, it was a great time. Media camp was awesome. Saw one turkey in 4 days, but
heard him
constantly. Yeah. But, you know, like you said, it was so open that by the time you got on one ridge, they probably saw you before you
you couldn't move around. It was terrible.
Before you even had a chance.
It was tough, and the turkey hunters did a lot of complaining, but man, if you had the time to get out there and spend time out there, it was wonderful. I went back home. I went to Johnson Mountain, mm-hmm. where I hunted as a kid, and with my good buddy and brother Pat Leonard, and hung out, and of course I spent a lot of time with little brother Marty, and turkey camp is what it's all about.
It's
for
fun,
me.
It's fun, yeah.
What a great time.
Killing one's not the end goal.
Right. All right. We're going to take a break, and we come back on the other side. We're going to do a little Vogelbogger news and talk about some more turkey stuff and things like that. So with that, we'll see you all on the other side.